one.
Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've lost all control of the program because Gina Shock is here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Giving these away, we had a $100 winner last week at Coco's. We're going to be doing our 25th anniversary at Costas, where she came the last time on August 3rd, and then on August 4th at Drug City, where I met her last year, two of our great Dundalk sponsors. Sort of radio-free Dundalk. I've had this radio station. It'll be 25 years a week from Thursday, August 3rd, my mother's birthday and my cat's birthday.
I love that.
I am I'm excited that you're
a beautiful thing.
You're really the kickoff of the anniversary. I mean, Ray Bachman was going to be there.
Good.
And when you said you couldn't come 2 weeks from now because you're West Coast. Yeah. So give me the East Coast, West Coast thing for you. And when you come back to Dundalk and Baltimore, and it's fair to say you've spent more time here in the last year than you have in a lot of years, when your parents were ailing.
No, because I brought my parents to live with me.
Okay.
I brought them to San Francisco for the last...
See, I did not know that.
I brought my mom and dad to San Francisco for the last six or seven. What was it, six or seven?
6 years.
Last 6 years of their lives. I took them from Baltimore, brought them over to my house, and took care of them there.
Now, you had a story written. I want to promote this because I hadn't seen it. Wendell gave it to me. Preserving Your Memory. This is current edition. Gina Shock, the Go-Go's drummer, paused her music career to care for her parents. Beautiful picture of you. And, you know, you're coming out of your shell a little bit. Yeah, I don't, you know, like, talking about things that last December you came down to Costas, and I remember John Allen coming on with me, and he's like, hey, man, she's going through her parents' dead parents' stuff at her house. It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. She's going to be emotional. She might not want to talk about it at all, right? Mm-hmm. And you wanted to talk about it. You're like, I got to talk about it. And you got emotional. It's Christmas time. There's a tree. And then 9 months later, you're telling the stories of something you're really proud of.
Well, you know, look, you're looking at this. I'm going to tell you what. I started going to see a psychiatrist in the 90s to talk to them, to talk to someone. I needed to talk to someone about when my parents would pass away, because I really, truly believed that I would die when they passed. I didn't think I could survive, because they have been my rock. They've been, you know, I mean... They allowed me to follow my dream, you know. I can't say enough about them. I'm not going to get crazy and go down there. But all I want to say is that I had the greatest parents. They allowed me to do what I love to do, and I am forever grateful and always will be.
I bet you had a lot of friends, girlfriends, who had parents who never would have let their daughter run off to be a drummer.
No, I thought about, in retrospect, it's like, oh my God, they were dying to let their 21-year-old, that was the baby, to let me drive across the country with a friend of mine from high school, Babs, Catholic High, drive across the country, everything I own in that pickup, my dad's pickup truck, and they allowed me to do that. And they must have been so mortified. But I say this in the book, my mom said that her last words to me is like, please don't join a cult. They're worried about me joining a cult. I love that. Parting words. And
well,
also,
I can just imagine, like, the neighbors in
And she said, you can always come back. She said, Jeannie, if it doesn't work, you can always come back.
You know, but
so, hey.
But you're down there, and the neighbors knock on the door, they're out in the community or whatever. Hey, what happened to Gina? Oh, she's out in L.A. trying to be a rock star. You know what I mean?
Like, no, listen. Nestor, they all knew me because I was the my drums were set up in the bedroom. That's the front room of our house with bay windows that my dad built. Summertime, those bay windows were open, and I was banging on those goddamn drums. They all knew me. And, like, somebody, they'd be, oh, you know, what's that noise? Oh, that's little Gina Shock up there playing drums. Back then, nobody gave a shit. They were like, it was cool. You could play drums. It's cool, you know, if you stop by 9 o'clock. You know, be respectful of your neighbors. But it was cool back then. Nobody cared. They were just like, oh, that's Gina up the street playing.
And
what
that's
the
that.
Fuck?
But then you go to L.A., and the next thing you know, you're on MTV.
Well, then,
if you're
you
from
know,
here.
No, it was kind of crazy because I went out there, you know, following my heart, following my dream, and it was only, I got there in 79, and in 81, I was in a band with a number one record. So there you go.
It was 80, I was going to say 82, but it's 81.
Nah, it was 80, 81, I think the end of 81. Certainly 82.
I was in middle school at Hollabird then. My bus went past your parents' house every day.
Yeah.
Literally made the turn across in Blackwell and
Christ,
JK
they
Bakery.
Were so proud. It made me nuts because I'd come home and my mom would be like, oh, here's such and such stop. I was like, Mom, do not let people know where you live. Stop giving your phone number out. Don't do that. And then I was like, oh, they're so proud of me. They just... Yeah, they're bursting with pride.
And they let
but
you go.
But I was worried about. I was worried about people coming to their house. You never know what's going to happen.
Right,
he's a freak.
Fix your hair. There you go. So this piece here and taking care of your parents.
Yes.
Describe a little bit about that process because I took care of my mother. Died at 98 years old. Right. So my son and I and taking care. Of, one of the reasons my son and his wife say that they're not
incredible.
Having kids is because they took care of their mother, my mother, their grandmother.
Yeah.
It is. It's a labor of love. So many people our age are going through that
right now.
Right? So this is
kind of what it's about.
For people.
Yeah, I think I mean that's the tip of the iceberg. What you are reading there in that article, and there's so much more. And so many folks are going through this, and will continue to go through it because modern medicine has it so that we don't die of the things we used to. Now you just die of old age, and that old age is like Alzheimer's or dementia.
Sure.
So that's sort of where it's going. Dad was 97. Yes. Mine was, mom was 91 or 92.
Wow. Okay.
When she passed. 92, I think. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
Gina Schock is our guest. We're at the Beaumont.
My muscles are here. Hey!
Hold on.
We're going to eat some muscles and come back. Is that okay?
Tell me House of Schock real quick.
Yes.
Local shows.
Yes, I want to come back and talk about that. Not going to talk about it now. I got too much to say.
Oh, we're going to have muscles?
I'm going to eat and then I'm going to come back and talk.
We'll take a break. We're back for more at the Beaumont. The muscles have arrived. We got to take a break. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation. Stay with us.